From London, UK, you are about to listen to King's Connect with God's servant, Bishop James Nanjo of Restoration City Church, London location. He is a global missionary voice, an apostolic agent of world outreach, the author of over 120 books, and facilitator of School of Fresh Oil. Get ready to host God's presence as we receive the apostolic teachings of Bishop James Nanjo.
My name is Amelia. Before I started listening to Bishop James Nanjo's ministry, I was merely going to church as a routine. But through his powerful teachings, I realized that there's so much more to faith than just attending services. His compassionate approach and deep understanding of God's love transformed my perspective, and now I experience a profound connection with God every time I worship. I am forever grateful that God connected me to this amazing ministry. And I know that anyone that connects with this anointing shall likewise be blessed.
Hello, friend. Bishop James Nanjo here. The body of Christ is in dire need of easy-to-access, soul-stirring teachings for spiritual growth and ministry work. I am so glad for this connection. Be blessed and spread the news.
Let's open our Bibles, 1 Corinthians 6:19. I begin from then we proceed. And today I'm projecting what I have titled, How to Flourish Your Spirit Man. How to Flourish Your Spirit Man. On Friday, we came for an all-night service. And people thought we were going to pray throughout the all night. But what did we do? We sat down and for over 2 hours, we were hearing the word of God. And on Friday, I taught as part of the Divine Life teaching, 2 hours straight, I think even more than that. And I was talking about how to educate your spirit man as part of the whole program. The reason for this teaching is because we are beginning to understand, which is already been existing but rediscovered. When you become a Christian, it's your spirit man that becomes a Christian. When you become a Christian, it's your spirit man that becomes born again. And so when we talk about relationship with God, growing in Christ, building your life in Christ, becoming a strong believer, we are talking about divine life. And so we started this whole thing from John 3:6. He said, he that is born of the spirit is spirit, he that is born of the flesh is flesh. And we see from the book of Genesis, how God created the world, Genesis 1:27, and he did breathe into man, into the nostrils of man, man became a living being. So the spirit of God entered man, and the spirit that entered man engaged the spirit of man and provoked life in man via the soul for activity in the body. So the body became the container of the soul and the spirit. So I have found different ways to explain that to you. Like when you look at the light bulb and then you will see that we have the airtight shell called the bulb, but within the bulb is a filament. And then inside, you see it with like some wires in there. But then there's another thing. You need electricity for the light to come up. You need electricity. And so what you don't see is the electric, the current that causes light to shine. Do you see that? So I use that to explain the difference between spirit, soul, and body. That what gives your entire being life is your spirit. So the light that is shining inside, that light inside, is the current. That is what generates that light. But it's inside. So the outer shell is like the body. That inside filament, that is like the soul. Then the light that you can touch, if you touch it to electricity, the light, that is the spirit. So the current that flows, that is what it is. And so that is how God has created man. And so we understand that platform. And so moving forward as a Christian, as a child of God, to enjoy your Christian life, to become strong, to build, is it just about going to the right church? Is it about going to a good church? Is it just about praying more? Is it just about not fornicating? Is it just about not smoking again, not drinking again? And you see, for many years when we came to serve the Lord, when we found Jesus, and some of you are still being taught those things. The only way we knew we were born again is the Bible said in Romans, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, if anyone be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things have gone. All things have become new. I'm just giving a brief summary of some of the things you've done. All things have gone. All things have become new. And then we started asking, what are the old things that have gone? And then we started counting. Fornication is gone. Lying is gone. Adultery is gone. This is gone. That is gone. And then we found out with time that that wasn't the case. Because many people are born again, they should be very, 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 very angry people before they became born again. After becoming born again, that's even increased. Some people used to be gossips. They used to steal before they became born again. After becoming born again, they have not received the wisdom of God to find how to steal. Amen? So you realize this. You realize this. That the old things have passed, new things have come. It's not the physical things. We have people who are born again. They were womanizing before they became born again. After being born again, that thing hasn't stopped. So you realize that for many people's Christian life, they never saw themselves worthy. They never saw themselves as someone who can serve God. They never saw themselves as someone who is even a proper Christian. Because the church told them, the teachings told them, if you don't stop this and that, you are not part of us. You can't be like us. You can't look like us. You can't become like us. So we now have many people that pretend to be Christians. They are not. Why? They know how to do the dance, how to pray the prayer. They know how to do the dressing. They know how to do the walk. They know how to do the talk. But they are not one of us. Because we made them become like that until we have produced pastors who are dangerous. Because we made them become like that. That is what we taught in the church. And I think that our gospel must change. It hasn't helped people. And it's unfortunate that today, if all the churches in the city of London, if we're going to teach the true Rhema, the true word of God, I'm telling you, something will begin to happen. Amen. Something will begin to happen. But the word of God is not there because we are doing character management in our churches. We are doing, you know, moral changes in our churches. Habitual changes in our churches. So before, you used to be a very, very angry person. You would blast quickly. But now, it's like you have found a way to contain, though the explosion is inside, but you find a way of looking sanctimoniously pious, so nice, so that it looks like you are now okay. But people don't know. Fire don't touch you yet. If fire touch, then you go see explosion. So the question is, every now and then, it looks like, are you a Christian or you are not? Because you've been told this is how it works. We're looking at the changes in our physical. So I explained to you that if anyone be in Christ, he's a new creation, all things have gone. The all that is gone is not the smoking you stopped smoking. It's not the fornication that you stopped. It's not the lying that you stopped. It's the Adamic nature of your dead spirit that you lost through the sin in the Garden of Eden that destroyed the relationship of man with God. So when you come into Christ, the old nature, the old Adamic content, the old Adamic nature has gone. What has become new is your spirit, man. Amen. Look at someone that I tell them, my spirit, man, is new. Come on, say, my spirit man is new. Because you see, if you're a Christian, you don't understand this. You always get shock, and if I can say, shock price about many Christians. Because when you hear some of the things some of these Christians do, and you see some of the things they do, hey, you may pass out. Don't pass out, you don't understand. So it's important we teach you to understand how it works. So we don't put pressure on people. Stop this first. Stop that first. Then for 10 years, they stop. By the 11th year, they backdate or they stop 10 years. Shando parasha. You don't know what we have done to our people in church. So the pastors now, in most churches, they now supervise you. You have to be supervised. This person can't be your friend. That cannot be your this. This, you can't live in a world like that. The pastors are scattering and dividing the people because we want them to be holy. To holy. I don't follow you to your house. I don't follow you anywhere. The word of God can do the job. I can't hear you. I say, the word of God can do the job. So therefore, this is how it goes. When you become born again, if I ask the average Christian, how do you know you are born again? What's going on? They'll say, no, I live a holy life. What would we even call holiness? We don't understand it. Our words are very big. Breakthrough, holiness, this, that. But down to the core, we have never been taught. We have never been explained. This is the meaning. So let's look at this. And then we go on. I'll just quote this scripture and then we'll move. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Go there. And then we'll move ahead. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Please get your pen ready. I'll be moving fast. Because I'm trusting God that this will be good. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Come on, say, all right. All right. Who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself. Your body is the temple of what? Your body is the temple of what? Your body is the temple of what? And where does he live? Where does he live? Now, people don't realize. Maybe go to the pretext. Give me 1 Corinthians 6:18. 1 Corinthians 6:18. Just to, you know, build a point here. He said, run from what? Please say it. Run from what? Talk to me. Run from what? No other sin so clearly affects the body as this one does. For sexual immorality is a sin against your what? Your own what? But now go to number 19 and see the main concern. Ready? Go. Don't you realize that your body is the temple? Come on, say it with me. Ready? Go. Don't you realize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourself. So the issue here at stake, what we are looking at, which we will come back to, which for many Christians, their entire Christian life, this is how they are building their Christian life. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, 18 to 19, not just restricted to sexual sin, but in every other sin. Are you hearing me? That's how they are building their lives. They focus more on the body. But he's talking about something here. He said the Holy Ghost lives in you. The reason why the fornication, the sexual sin, and all that is not right, is a sin that affects your body, is because of what is inside of you, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit dwells within your spirit man. Your spirit man is where the divine life is. So I told you that when you become born again, your spirit man becomes born again. Your soul doesn't become born again. Your body doesn't become born again. So let's say you become born again, you are paralyzed. You can still be born again, still paralyzed. You become born again, very, very aggressive. You are still born again, but still aggressive.
For more information and contact with Bishop James Nanjo Global Ministry and Publications, you can make contact at our social media platforms. The handler name is James Nanjo for the following: Facebook, Instagram, X, TikTok, LinkedIn, and YouTube. Get connected today.
Do you see that? So the temperament of your soul and the actions in your body, when you become born again. So I told you, you can be born again in your spirit and a demon in your flesh. So sometimes you see a born again sister. When she start talking and you hear, you want to use something to block your ear because it's like you have to fly away from there. You just can't believe that's a born again sister talking that way. You can't believe that's born again sister. She is born again in the spirit, in her spirit, but she's a demon in the flesh. So all our work with God, we have been trying to correct the demon in the flesh. And we are doing it wrong because we're trying to engage change in the flesh to reflect who we are in the spirit. But that's why it works. You engage the change in your spirit and it will travel through your soul to impact your flesh. So most Christians are trying to stop. They can discipline, then after a while they start again. Just like weight loss and all those kind of things. Sometimes at the prime time of your life, you say, I've shredded down. Shredded down. Shredded down. You follow opera, you shred, shred, shred. Another time she comes weeping. I don't know what's going on here. Because she can't shred again. But you have followed her hardcore to see herself. She doesn't, she can't understand a thing. It cannot work. Say, and then she come and do public confession, still making the money, and then you are still in your confusion. Because they told you, you try her, try her. You realize that, no. After a while, this food, the answer to beating down weight is fasting and prayer. Amen. But that's where we are going now. So the point is, all the physical natural things we're trying to do to engage, they are not all wrong. But the problem is we are doing it the wrong way. You want to stop this, you want to stop that, you want to be good. No man is good. No woman is good. Good is in your spirit, man. By the Holy Spirit. If he doesn't educate your spirit man to be good, every other good outward, listen, there are people who don't go to church, hear this, who don't know Jesus. They have very good marriages. They are givers. They are generous, but they are not born again. So it is easy to become like them. It is not you becoming born again now that you just want to have all those things as evidence that you are born again. But when you are truly born again, those things will come. But you don't want it to come in the flesh. You want it to happen in your spirit, man. So it becomes your divine nature, not your human nature. When it's your divine nature, your human nature will bow. Amen. Now, why can't it be that way? It's because we don't give attention to flourishing our spirit, man. When you become born again, you must dream, desire to flourish in your spirit, man. Why? Because your nativity has changed. Your nativity is no more Akan. It's no more Jamaica. Your nativity is no more American. It's no more Sierra Leone. Your nativity is the Holy Ghost. So everything has changed. If that is the case, then you are going to build with different order. Why? Because you are a native of the Holy Spirit by your spirit, man. He that is born of the Spirit is what? Spirit. Look at someone, tell them, I am Spirit. I am Spirit. Look at them and tell them, I am Spirit. Again, tell them, I am Spirit. You no longer belong to the nativity of your bloodline. You now have moved on from your genetic constitution, from your bloodline to a spiritual constitution. Something new has happened. Something fresh has occurred. And for that matter, you must begin to nourish your life. You must begin to build what God has done. You must begin to grow. You must begin to engage. So the Christian life is lived in your spirit, man. The Christian life is lived where? It's lived where? It's lived where? It's lived where? Without your spirit, man, you can't understand. It's lived in your spirit, man. And for that, for you to flourish in your spirit, man, you must understand a few things. See, God wants you to flourish. He wants you to blossom in your spirit, man. I say, God wants you to blossom in your spirit, man. He wants you to flourish in your spirit, man. He wants you to enjoy abundant life in your spirit, man. And when that begins to happen, it affects every aspect of your life. When the light is switched on and the current enters the airtight bulb, then light hits everything. You see it as one, but then the light, the current inside, is the controller force. Your spirit man is what does the job. Look at Psalm 72, the verse number 7. Psalm 72, the verse number 7. Let the scriptures be very quick because I'll be very, very quick. Psalm 72, the verse number 7. May all the godly flourish during his reign. Give me King James Version. When I need NLT, I'll ask you, so I'll be quick with it. King James Version. He said, in his days shall the righteous flourish. Come and say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Come and say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In his days shall the righteous do what?
Lord.
Shall he do what?
Lord.
With the heart man believe unto what? Righteousness. With the heart. Man believe unto righteousness. Romans chapter 10, the verse number 9 and 10. We saw that from beginning, foundation when we're doing this. So when you become born again, righteousness has hit your heart. And the heart is spirit of man. The heart is original translation is the spirit of man. So your spirit man that has received new life must flourish. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. In his day shall the righteous do what? Come on, say, I'll flourish. Say, I am flourishing. Come on, say, I am flourishing. You know, you come with sparkling. You are just doing good. Come on, say, I am flourishing. An abundance of peace. So long as the moon endures, abundance of peace, you will flourish in your spirit and have abundance of peace. Come on, say, that is me. Come on, declare, that is me. Psalm 52, the verse number 8. Psalm 52, the verse number 8. The righteous must flourish in their spirit, man. Unfortunately, what happens is this. When I was teaching about educating your spirit, man, I began to explain from the book of 1 Peter how we emphasize on the natural, how we adorn ourselves with earthly things, and how we want to look flourish outwardly and look good and look great outwardly. And that, in a way, kind of strengthens your emotion, your self-value, your self-esteem. But it's not wrong. But the word of God talked about adorning the inner man. Adorning the inner man. The inner man. Adorning the inner man. Now, Psalm 52, the verse number 8. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. Come and say, I will flourish. Come and say, I will flourish. Come and say, I receive grace to flourish. Come and say, I receive grace to flourish. You abide in the house of God forever and ever. Why? Because you have to flourish in God's house. Where do you flourish? You flourish in God's house. Why? In God's house, you be nourished. And where you are nourished, you flourish. I say, in God's house, you will flourish. Because you will be nourished. And where you are nourished, you do what? You flourish. Open again to 1 Peter 3, the verse number 3. Let me just do a quick review. 1 Peter 3, the verse number 3. 1 Peter 3, the verse number 3. He said, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel. Yeah, touch your earring, say, praise the Lord. Touch your bangle, say, praise the Lord. Touch your hair, say, hallelujah. We thank God for all that. We praise God for all that. We adore him for all that. We worship him for all that. We give him glory for all that. But he's talking about the inner man. Go to number four. He said, but let it be the hidden man of the heart. The hidden man of where? In that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. So there is something inside. There is something within you. There is a place you must focus at. There is a place you must give attention to. There is an aspect of you you must give attention to. There's an aspect of you you must invest in. That if you don't do the investment there, for the next 20 years, for the next 30 years, for the next 40 years, for the next 10 years, you'll be born again. But then if you are not careful, you'll be looking at the outward. The outward is where you adorn yourself, where you package yourself outwardly. Listen to me. Outwardly. If you don't give attention to the inner man, then all your work with God, you'll be looking at outside. Outside. What didn't I do? What have I done? What is in place? What is not in place? What is right? What is not right? But you will forget about where the life is lived. The spirit life is lived in your spirit, man. Please hear these things very carefully. I said the spirit life is lived within your spirit, man. It's not lived in the flesh. It's lived in your spirit, man. It's not lived in the flesh. So you can do all the outward adorning and then the inner man will be struggling. Declare with me, my inner man will not struggle. Oh, come on, lay hands on yourself because you are anointed and declare, my inner man, you will not struggle. Come on, say, my inner man will never struggle. Again, say my inner man will never struggle. Why? That is where the flourishing must occur. You see, the flourishing of the Christian is not the way how nice you talk now, how well spoken you are now, how gentle with the evidence of physical evidence of quiet, sanctimonious, operating, all those things. Why? You don't know this sister? She used to be very aggressive. I'm even shocked and surprised how quiet and how gentle and how nice she is now.
You have been listening to God's Servant, Bishop James Nanjo from London, UK. If you have been blessed and need more information about ministry products and training, join our mailing list at the following. Email bishopnanjo@gmail.com, WhatsApp, +44 7971 343 765. God bless you. Shalom.